Kathleen Heil is a graduate student at the University of Arkansas. Last summer, she moved to Fayetteville from New Orleans and signed a lease at Maple Street Apartments that would last a little over a year. Although that lease doesn't end until July, she received notice on January 28th that she, as well as the other tenants in the complex, had to vacate the property within 45 days.
It's just been very stressful, and I think for me, the thing that was upsetting was, apart from the fact of just that this seems like a timeline that that's unreasonable under any circumstances, especially when as tenants, if we were to break our leasing contract, we would still have to fulfill in a financial way, you know, the obligation of continuing to pay if we were deciding to suddenly move out. So it seems like there's a sort of disparity about what our rights, but this being, you know, ostensibly a college town and we being members of the community, for me it was upsetting to feel like we hadn't been part of the conversation about what was going to happen to that land. There was a city planning, I guess, meeting in December, and then only recently did I learn that this was sort of already happening as recent as the end of November. So my question was, you know, well, why couldn't they have notified us if they knew that this was in the works and given us the opportunity to elect to move out over semester break when we would have had a month and, you know, not been under these stressful circumstances?
According to the written notice Kathleen received, the ownership of Maple Street Apartments indicated that the property was about to be sold and that a decision had been made to undertake a significant redevelopment of the entire property. Because of her lease, Kathleen was under the impression that she would be able to live at the complex for at least a year, so she was shocked and upset to learn about this turn of events.
It was just, a surprising reminder for me that, you know, as a member of this community, it felt like an opportunity for a conversation about, well, who, you know, what rights do we have of members of this community? And certainly as the university with its undergraduate population boom happening, I think it's going to, you know, it raises interesting questions about, well, how is this, because I know there's a housing shortage, and of course I understand the impulse and the desire for the university and the community to want to build a much larger complex on that land, and that's, to me, seems reasonable in many respects, but, you know, at what cost, in the sense of, you know, if we're not made, if as tenants are part of the conversation, then it feels like something's a bit awry.
Kathleen's situation brings up an interesting question. What rights, if any, do tenants have in the state of Arkansas?
In Arkansas, far less than anywhere in the country. We are the most tenant-unfriendly place in the country.
Marshall Prettyman is the director of litigation for Legal Aid of Arkansas. He has a few examples of how the state is, as he puts it, tenant-unfriendly.
One, we are the only state where it's a crime not to pay your rent. We have a statute that you can actually be jailed for not paying your rent. We are the only state that has not in some form passed what's called a warranty of habitability. A warranty of habitability is a principle that the landlord has to maintain premises up to at least basic levels. All right. I wrote an article a couple of years ago and at that time pointed out how Alabama the year before had, with some pomp and circumstance, passed a warranty of habitability so they would not be one of only two states that didn't have it, which left you know who, Arkansas. So, and then... oh, about 5 years ago, at common law, landlord had almost no responsibility for conditions on the premises, even in the common areas. All right, and most states have been expanding that liability. So, just to give you an example, you go up the stairs, and the landlord hasn't kept them in repair and somebody falls through the stairs and breaks their legs or in some way seriously hurts themselves. In almost every state, you could sue the landlord in tort. Not in Arkansas. All right. Arkansas not only took the common law limitations but strengthened them at a time when everybody else was weakening.
A landlord may be responsible for repairs if such a provision has been written into the lease. These contracts can be dozens of pages long, and while Prettyman says ideally tenants should have it looked at by an attorney, most renters don't have the money or access to a lawyer.
When I wrote my article, which was supposed to be out of new landlord-tenant statute we passed, I named the article Landlord Protection Law on the theory that's what we have here. And that's actually another illustration, because what they passed the statute, it was now be about 4 years ago, that ostensibly was the – there's this group called that passes these uniform acts that states pass. Right? And they passed a Uniform Landlord-Tenant Act. Arkansas slipped through this act, I think, on the pretense that it was the Uniform Act. However, they had eliminated absolutely every provision that favored tenants, including some that shouldn't have even been controversial. Things like they put in a provision that the landlord can't have something that's unconscionable in the lease contract. Well, Arkansas, in regular contracts under the Uniform Commercial Code, has a provision on unconscionability, that you can't have unconscionable, and defines what it is. What was in the act was verbatim what we already have in regular contract law, but they wouldn't apply it to leases. They took it out. That's how outrageous. I mean, to the point that one of the other things they had in there was if tenant rents a place and the landlord doesn't deliver the property, the tenant can get out of the lease. It sort of seems to me that should be a no-brainer. And it was in the Model Act. They took it out.
And why were these items removed from the act? Prettyman has a theory.
My theory is that the landlords have very strong lobbies in the legislature. And unlike most states, tenants in this state have no lobby. And I'll further postulate that that's because we don't have a significant middle class or upper class tenant population. If you think about it, Arkansas, most of our tenants are either poor or students. And they are not groups that are active with legislators. And, you know, coming from New Jersey, there are an awful lot of middle-class people and indeed wealthy people that rent. And not surprisingly, New Jersey has a very strong state tenants organization that goes and lobbies for the tenants. And that's how you get laws that favor the tenants. There is no countervailing organization here to lobby on behalf of tenants.
Despite all of this, Arkansas tenants do have some rights. Prettyman says, for example, if you are paying a month-to-month rent, the landlord is not required to have a reason to terminate tenancy. However, the landlord is required to give 30 days' notice, assuming there is nothing specific stating otherwise in the lease. A big issue that has come up recently is the federal government has passed a statute to deal with the foreclosure crisis vis-a-vis tenants. Prettyman says the statute is something a lot of people aren't familiar with.
Under the federal law, if bank forecloses, they now have the property. They want to get the tenants out. If there's a lease, they have to honor the lease through the end of the lease term. If there's no lease, if it's just a month-to-month tenancy, they still have to give a 90-day notice. Now, tenant would have to pay the rent for the 90 days, but they at least get a 90-day notice. The one exception on that, when I talked about the lease term, so say you have a one-year lease and 2 months in, the place gets foreclosed. If the bank buys it back, then you get to stay for the rest of the year. If someone buys it with the idea that they want to occupy, they don't have to honor the lease, but they do have to give you a 90-day notice. So that there is some protection there. Significantly, it didn't come from Arkansas law. It came from a federal statute.
Prettyman says one of the few rights Arkansas tenants have is landlords cannot use self-help. In other words, they can't just lock a tenant out of their residence.
If the landlord wants to get the tenant out, they have to go to court. Unless, of course, the tenant agrees to leave. But, I mean, to try to force a tenant out. In spite of that, landlords do just come and put locks on the doors. So that's one issue that comes up quite a bit, especially because typically if they put a lock on the door, all the tenant stuff is inside and the tenant obviously is having, has serious problems. One of the other issues, and it's sort of tied to that, the first step in bringing in an eviction action in Arkansas is the landlord has to send the tenant what's called a notice to cease, notice to quit. All right. And that notice to cease, notice to quit, if it's non-payment for rent, says you've got to be out in 3 days. All right. We always get these calls. I can't get out in 3 days. Well, the reality is you don't have to get out in 3 days. The reality is that's the first step in the process. If you're not out in that three-day period, then the landlord can bring the action to put you out. But you can't be put out until the landlord brings the action. You either don't respond and it goes as a default, or you respond and it goes to a judge who says, yes, you're going to be put out. And once again, the landlord doesn't put you out. Once the court says the landlord has the right, it goes to a sheriff's officer. The sheriff's officer is the one who comes and affects the lockout.
In order to change some of these laws, tenants need a voice. But before you can get to the point of tenants trying to organize, Prettyman says you really need a statute that addresses retaliation by landlords.
Because the effect of a tenant, the tenants organizing and trying to use that as some sort of a club against the landlord could just evict everybody. They can give everybody a 30-day notice, and that's it. So they're really... You know, there are a lot of states where that sort of thing happens, but there are states where the tenants have some enforceable rights. And typically, when states pass enforceable rights for tenants, they also pass a statute that says the landlord could be refused an eviction if it can be shown it's in retaliation for asserting those rights. Needless to say, the model statute had a retaliation provision, but since they'd eliminated all the rights for tenants, there was really no reason for them not to eliminate that, and they did.
For more information, visit the Arkansas Attorney General's website at ag.arkansas.gov and search landlord tenant law.